Reflection by Father Luis Cezano. Gospel according to St. John 1, 35-42. If you are told where you can find Jesus, would you look for him? Be honest, from the bottom of your heart, would you look for him? 1. What do you want? Today, Jesus asks you this question. What do you want for your life, and where are you headed in your life? In this, you may have to be determined and clear with yourself. If not, that indecision will lead you to forget who you are and what you want, becoming operative, like waiting to receive orders from others to follow them, waiting for others to decide for you, or others telling you what to do and where to go, and not doing things in life for yourself. There are things in life that only you can decide, and there are decisions that only you have to make. Beware of narcissism, looking at yourself too much, because you can get confused and believe that you are in love, but it is only the desire of feeling that you have something. It is like people that say they are in love with one person, but at the same time they are in love with another person. Make a decision, this person or the other. Deep inside this narcissism is loving yourself so much that you are afraid of losing. And because you are afraid of losing something and you want to have everything, then you end up not making the decision. At this point, you want to have everything, the car, the job, the profits, the person, and the other one too. Then you fall into a dual functionality, a dual role, and here you have to be very careful and ask yourself what you want for your life. 2, they stayed. When Jesus shows up in your life, you stay with him. Meeting Jesus makes a deep mark in your life. This man can be so deep that in the example of John, he even remembered the time when he met Jesus, 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Meeting Jesus is the most beautiful thing that can happen in your life. You will never forget meeting Jesus. 3, the name Jesus changed the name of one of his disciples. He calls Simon Peter Stone. Today, Jesus also asks you to be a stone. And he is also asking you to change your essence, change your being. In this world where everything is so light, God asks you to be firm, firm in your faith, firm in your responses, and firm in your decisions. Don't be afraid because he chose you. He called you. God bless you and be with you in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And don't forget, heaven is our goal.